You're listening to Apricity by Millie Wilcox, Episode 8, Issues. When Chris knocked on the door, Stephanie took a breath before opening it.
Hi, Stephanie said, trying to sound cheerful. Caden walked in. Chris pursed his lips and then said,
Hey.
They stood there for a second, and then they both started talking at the same time.
I'm really sorry, Chris, about last night.
It's okay.
It's fine.
They both let out a short laugh and smiled at each other, and then Chris handed Stephanie a Mara and the diaper bag. He muttered,
Thanks.
And left. Soon after the kids got home from school, Stephanie walked into the boys' room in time to overhear Caden talking to Caleb.
Today's my dad's birthday, but he told me not to tell anyone.
He would, Stephanie thought. So when Stephanie went to pick up Charlotte from volleyball, she left Trey watching Caleb and Matthew and took Levi, Emery, Caden, and Amara to the store. What's your dad's favorite food? Stephanie asked Caden. He thought for a minute and then said,
Hot dogs!
When she got back from the store, Stephanie fed the kids hot dogs and her famous homemade macaroni and cheese. Then she had them do their homework and chores. Amara didn't make it past homework time before she fell asleep. Stephanie put her in the crib and then told the kids to start getting ready for bed as she pulled a cheesecake out of the fridge.
Hey, do we get dessert tonight?
Levi shouted excitedly. Maybe, Stephanie answered, and then added, Maybe if you're good, that is.
It's not a holiday, is it? Is it National Cheesecake Day or something?
He asked. I have no idea, Stephanie replied. Chris came through the door and Stephanie went over to greet him. Hi, she said happily. How was work?
Fine,
he said. He already looked suspicious. So, Caden was telling me how much you love hot dogs, so we saved you some.
Oh, hot dogs. My favorite.
Stephanie picked up on the sarcasm, but Caden said,
See, I said that.
Stephanie smiled. She was in a good mood. Well, I guess since you love hot dogs so much, you won't want any smoked ribs from Mike's that I just happened to pick up on the way home. Chris gave her a skeptical look.
Wait, there are ribs?
Trey asked. You can have some if you want, but save some for Chris.
No, I'm fine. He can have them.
Trey does not need to eat a full rack of ribs. Don't get me wrong, I have no doubt in his ability to eat them all. But there's no way I'm letting him eat $30 worth of meat in one sitting. Chris still looked hesitant. Don't tell me you don't like ribs, Stephanie said.
No, I love ribs, but I don't want to eat your food,
Chris replied. It's okay, I bought them with your money, Stephanie encouraged.
That was not my money, you earned it,
Chris corrected. Well then, I get to choose how to spend it, and I choose to spend it on dinner for you, Stephanie insisted.
You're being weird,
he said. He glanced at Caden suspiciously. Trey had already started into the ribs. Come on, or you're going to miss out, Stephanie beckoned for Chris to follow her into the kitchen.
Hey Mom, what's the cheesecake for?
Trey asked. Just for fun, Stephanie said as she piled a plate high with macaroni and ribs and handed it to Chris. He looked at her through narrow eyes as he carried the plate over to the table and sat down. Stephanie got candles out of the cupboard. She didn't know how many candles to put on the cake, so she just put one.
Mom, whose birthday is it?
Caleb asked. Chris looked up from his food. Stephanie pulled a lighter from the top of the fridge. I don't know. Should we see who blows out the candle? Stephanie said. Chris glared at her and she gave him a sarcastic smile. Caleb furrowed his brow.
You don't know whose birthday it is?
He was very confused. Stephanie lit the candle and placed the cheesecake in the middle of the table. Chris looked at her as he chewed on a rib. Stephanie started singing and the kids all joined in.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
My daddy.
What? It's your dad's birthday? Stephanie asked in mock surprise. Chris shook his head, looking annoyed.
Happy birthday, dear Chris. Happy birthday to you.
Chris glared at Caden. Well, are you going to blow out the candle, or are you going to wait until it melts all over the cake? He stood up so he could lean over and blow it out. All the kids cheered. Levi asked,
How old are you?
Old,
Chris replied. So it is your birthday then? Stephanie asked Chris.
Yeah, but I told that little stinker not to tell you,
Chris said annoyed. Oh, he didn't tell me, she replied with a smile.
Uh-huh,
Chris said, disbelieving. The kids were all yelling now and pointing to which piece of cheesecake they wanted. Stephanie cut them each a small slice. Then she cut a large one for Chris and put it in front of him. They all sat around the table eating and chatting. After the kids were finished with their treat, they had a family prayer around the table, and then Stephanie sent the little kids off to brush their teeth.
You didn't have to do this for me,
Chris said. I know, I wanted to.
I don't deserve it.
You don't have to earn birthdays. Sorry that your birthday didn't get off to a great start.
What, this morning?
Chris asked, confused. Yeah, at like 12:30 a.m.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. I deserved it,
he said.
Wait, what happened at 12:30?
Trey asked. Stephanie ignored him.
I should get out of your hair.
You don't have to leave in a hurry. You can finish your dinner, or I can put some foil on it so you can take it home if you'd rather, Stephanie said. Caleb came running into the kitchen.
Mom, Levi is bleeding!
Stephanie ran into the hall. When she got to the bathroom, Levi had blood dripping down his hand. Oh, shoot, Levi! She grabbed the hand towel and put it on his hand. What did you do? Levi had an impish grin on his face, so Stephanie took the towel off and took a closer look at his hand. It looked suspicious. She glanced around and saw a broken red pen next to the sink. Is this pen ink? Stephanie asked. She wiped the red off to expose his hand and found that there was not a cut on it. Levi laughed. Levi, you really scared me. Jeez, look at your shirt and... Now Stephanie was really mad. Levi, look at your pants. They are covered in pen. These are your new jeans. I just bought them. Ugh, and my hand towel. Levi, dang it. Pen doesn't wash out. She couldn't hold it in anymore. She was so fed up. She knew it wasn't that big of a deal. It was just a pair of jeans. But there were piles and piles of tantrums and pranks and tormenting people. And it was just getting so heavy. Levi, I know it's been hard on you that your dad died, but do you think it's been easy for me? You are being so selfish.
Yeah, stop being selfish, Levi.
Emery echoed Stephanie's words, and they sounded harsh from the outside. A big red imaginary fail stamped across Stephanie's forehead. Levi walked out of the bathroom. He put his hand up and ran it along the wall as he walked into his bedroom, knocking the pictures all down. The last frame fell with a shattering sound and bits of glass flew out of the frame. Levi! Stephanie yelled. Charlotte, will you please come make sure no one cuts themselves while I grab the vacuum? Stephanie continued to yell down the hall at Levi as she started to pick up the pieces of glass. Levi, why would you do that? You're always making more work for me. I have had it with you. Stephanie sent the little kids to bed.
I want a song,
Caleb whined. I don't feel like singing, Caleb. Go to bed, Stephanie said shortly.
I'll sing to you,
Charlotte said. Another fail stamped across Stephanie's forehead. Stephanie leaned her head against the wall in the hallway. She was too embarrassed to walk back into the kitchen. She couldn't believe she had lost it in earshot of Chris. She was debating what to do when Chris walked out of the kitchen and saw her hiding. I don't know what to do about that kid, she moaned. He has had such a hard time these last few months, and I am wearing down. She didn't mean to dump her problems on Chris. She was just so full of them that they spilled over in his direction. He looked at her with a sorry look on his face. He rubbed his beard and then said,
What does he like?
What do you mean? Stephanie was confused.
What is he into? What are his interests?
He clarified. You mean besides teasing people and tormenting me? Stephanie walked over to the couch and plopped down, exhausted. Her emotional reservoir was completely drained.
Yeah, besides that.
Chris sat on the other couch across from her. He has been really into hockey lately. He really likes that they get to beat each other up, I think. Chris said, lost in thought. Charlotte walked into the room.
Mom, I sing to the kids.
Thank you, Charlotte. That means a lot to me. I'm really sorry I got mad, Stephanie said.
I know.
Then she asked,
Hey, can I use your computer to print some things off for my science homework?
Sure, Stephanie said. So Charlotte went into Stephanie's room. I should go say goodnight to the kids. I'll be back. Stephanie walked down the hall into Emery's room. I'm sorry I got mad, she said to Emery.
Okay, Mom.
Stephanie gave her a hug. Sleep well. Stephanie went into the boys' room. Caden was curled up in a blanket on the floor. He He was using a big stuffed bear as a pillow, and he looked like he was planning to sleep there. Stephanie looked over at Levi. He pulled his covers over his head. She sat down on his bed. "Levi, I'm sorry I got mad and said some hurtful things." Levi did not pull the covers down. "I love you," Stephanie said. She gave him a hug through the blanket, and then she went around the room, apologizing to the other boys and giving them hugs too, even Caden. Stephanie walked back out into the living room. She was glad that Chris was still sitting on the couch and wasn't getting up to leave yet. Stephanie sat back down. "I have really been failing lately."
"I'm sorry to add extra stress to your plate,"
Chris said apologetically. "No, I was failing before that. Watching your kids has really been good for me. For all of us. I'm really not just saying that." They sat there for a moment, and then Chris said,
"I was talking to my mom today, and she mentioned that maybe you want to talk to me about Katie because really you wanted to talk about Jason."
Stephanie scowled at him, but he went on.
"So do you want to talk about it?"
"No. I mean, not now," Stephanie said.
"You mean not anymore because it's not midnight, or meaning you don't want to talk about it because I talked about talking about it?"
Stephanie didn't answer.
"Fine. I just thought I would offer."
"Ugh, I just miss him so much." Again, Stephanie's feelings just spilled over. She didn't mean to dump them at Chris. Chris stopped talking and looked at her. Stephanie continued. "He would always know what to do with Levi, and Levi respected him. Not like me. Levi has no respect for me." She paused, but Chris just waited patiently. "And it's just really not fair. Jason and I, we fought so much. He used to drive me crazy. He had all these hobbies. Some of them I think he just made up to annoy me. He would always want to go hunting with his friends and would leave me with six crazy screaming kids. And, oh, we had a lot of issues." Chris listened quietly. "But the thing is, we were finally getting along. Things were actually really, really good last spring." Stephanie roughly wiped tears out of her eyes and said angrily, "Then he had to go and die. He probably did it just to spite me." Chris didn't say anything for a while. He just looked at her. Finally, he spoke.
"Katie and I had a lot of issues, too."
He looked down at his feet.
"Well, I had a lot of issues anyway."
Stephanie waited, but Chris didn't say anything else. It was a start. That was the most he'd ever said about his wife. "You okay?" Stephanie asked.
"Yep,"
he said.
"Nope. Actually, no.